about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. Think a lot. For those people who are younger, the best protection against aging is to think a lot now.
He's Art Markman, and he's Bob Duke.
And she's Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, aging and the brain.
There are several things that happen to our brain when we age. One of them is we have these microstrokes. I mean, as you really get older, and particularly if you haven't taken particularly good care of yourself. I mean, the thing about stuff like smoking and drinking and things like that to excess isn't that on any given day it's a problem. It's that the accumulation of all this stuff can cause problems later. And it comes home to roost in your 60s, 70s, and 80s. So you can have little microstrokes. You can have buildups of plaques and things like that.
Right. And, you know, I mean, the mind is an organ that's fed by nutrients in the blood, right? And whether like, I don't know how many tens of miles of vessels there are transporting blood just in your brain. And of course, the less healthy those vessels become, then the less able you are to get the nutrients you need to the places it needs to go in your brain. And of course, it's not going to function as well. That's just no different than if you have blockage in your coronary arteries, right? It's the same thing's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, our brains are part of your body. It is rare, you know, the Stephen Hawking kind of case of somebody whose body has been ravaged by illness, but the mind is intact is rare. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, if you don't take care of your body, there's a good probability that your mind is also going to suffer. And in addition to that, remember that it's not like we have some areas of our brain that are only devoted to thinking and then other areas of our brain that are devoted to movement or to perception. It's our brain. And yes, there are areas of the brain that are more devoted to different kinds of activities, but all of them are involved in the things that we think of as thinking. What does that mean? It means that the more active you are, the more that you move around, the more that you perceive new things in the world, smell, you know, exposing yourself to all kinds of smells, all of those things enhance your brain and consequently enhance your thinking ability.
And one of the things that makes this an important thing relative to aging is that we realize that as people become less able to get around easily physically, now we need to think of ways to engage them by finding activities they can do with other people and finding other sources of transportation and other ways that we can keep people engaged culturally, socially, because we're social beings, right? I mean, even you, sitting somebody in front of a television, even though that might occupy your mind in some way, because it lacks any sense of interactivity whatsoever, that's not the kind of thinking we're talking about.
One of the things that's fascinating is there's evidence that even people who are experiencing real organic decay, I mean, the signs of senile dementia, they are to some degree protected cognitively, having done more cognitive work in their lives, having higher levels of education and jobs that required lots of mental work, not because it protects the brain cells, but because you need more damage to your brain before you begin to notice the signs of that brain damage, because you have more different pathways that you have laid down to think effectively.
Right. And, you know, for a long time, the prevailing conception of memory was, you know, we had this space to store stuff. And then when we experienced things, it got stored in that space. But actually, as we've talked about in earlier programs, the formation of memory involves changing the physical structure of the brain. There's a physicality to memory that's often overlooked. And when you think about that, when you imagine that who you are in terms of what you remember is actually a network of physical structures, well, then it's not surprising then as those physical structures begin to age and in some measure deteriorate, that some of those memories are not going to be as accessible as they once were. And it's not that the memory is actually gone, right? We don't really know whether is the memory gone or can I just not find it? You know, right. I mean, is the book still in the library and it's just on the wrong floor?
Right.
Or is it really gone? You know, so I think what Art's saying about creating a level of mental activity that now creates a greater profusion of memories in the brain that are more interconnected. And therefore, when some of those connections begin to deteriorate, lots of those things are still accessible because you have so many pathways that you've created related to them.
If you think about aging and memory and cognitive performance, there's good news and bad news. And the bad news is that when you hit your early 20s, you undergo a long, slow cognitive decline. But the good news is it's long and it's slow. And so you're not really falling apart that quickly. And in fact, into your 70s and 80s, your memory for things is worse than it was in your 20s, but it's really not appreciably worse. And consequently, the worst thing you can do for your own memory is to worry that your memory is getting worse, because we do know that stress impairs memory.
Right.
That definitely happens.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with our expectations, right?
Right.
I mean, one of the things that we know now is that when you continue cognitive activity long into your adulthood, you create a different kind of brain where whatever things you do lose are less and less consequential because all of the activity that you've been engaged in.
Because you can look them up on IMDb anyhow.
That's exactly right. Exactly. But I mean, I think that's an important thing for people to think about in relationship to sort of witnessing your own demise and thinking, my God, there's another piece of evidence to do that. Because once you start looking for that, and as Art says, once you start worrying about losing your memory, every small occasion where you can't remember a name or you don't remember where you put something down or whatever now looms large as this dramatic evidence that you're coming apart, when in fact, you would have done that 20 years ago and never given it a second thought.
When you're 18, 19 years old, you forget stuff all the time, despite being before the cognitive decline. And for none of them is that memory failure the sign of an impending apocalypse, right? As I like to say, nobody ever says, oh, I just had a senior in high school moment. And yet you turn 50 or 55 and you forget something, and now the world is falling apart.
Next week, we'll talk about online dating with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys, go to KUT.org or iTunes. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. We're at the number 2, G-O-Y-H. Also, let us know what you think of the show. And tell us what you're curious about. Email us at twoguys@KUT.org. Two Guys on Your Head is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas, and supported by OBGYN North and Natural Beginning Birth Center. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.